Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hi, welcome to the Friends with Money podcast. I'm the managing editor of Money, Vanessa Walker, and I'm here to talk to our journalist, Ryan Johnson, about insurance. Ryan wrote our April issue, and it's a deep dive into the insurance industry. We've got a lot of takeaways for you to understand from this podcast. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you, Vanessa. It's great to be here again, and thank you to our listeners.
So let's cut to the chase. Insurance premiums have been rising for the past few years, a lot of kind of consumer pain around this, and we will get to that soon. We're also going to tell you about the best insurers at the end of this podcast, so stay listening. First of all, I want to know, how do our readers get the best deal when it comes to insurance? Tell us about how we go about finding a good policy for a reasonable amount of money and an insurer who isn't going to block us come claim time.
Yeah, sure, Vanessa. So that's very well put. So the first thing that you want to know about looking for the best deal when it comes to insurance is that the best isn't always the cheapest. It's the best value. So what you want to be looking for is something that's not necessarily the cheapest, but covers what you need covered. So that's probably the most important thing. And as the experts say in my article, is the biggest mistake consumers make.
So that means dedicating time to reading the small print, unfortunately, doesn't it?
Unfortunately, yes. There's lots of research and trawling through documents and going through comparison sites. I have talked to a few people who were trying to get their insurance and like comparison sites, while they're good, they might not have the best options. So even reaching out direct, or even say for your home and contents insurance, just talk to people that are around you, talk to your neighbor. Like that's some great advice I heard, because they're probably going through a similar situation that you are.
True. People power, hey?
Exactly right.
All right. So share the important steps to actually choosing an insurer. Is there a kind of list that people can go through?
What do you want from your insurer is the question. So essentially a company that protects you without you overpaying, without you being charged all these ridiculous premiums for things that you don't need. So I spoke with a few experts, such as Rachel Westell from Mozo, and she says, first, think about your priorities. What do you want covered? Like, what are the risks that you need covered and that you can't just fork out in case of that emergency happening? Secondly, get quotes and shop around for policies that covers your needs. So like I said, have a look around, like shop around, go to comparison sites, reach out direct, argue with them, barter with them, get the best deal, whatever it takes. Then once you've had a few, compare on value and not just cost. Know what you're being covered for is probably the most important thing, because cheaper isn't always better when it comes to insurance.
Now, this is what really interests me. Tell us about how insurance actually works. Because while we're all unhappy at the rise in premiums, it helps to understand the things that underpin the industry. And as you wrote in your cover story, there is risk assessment, there are actuaries, there are reinsurers, there are underwriters involved. How does a policy actually come together?
Yeah, sure. There's a massive machine. That's what insurance really is. And there's plenty of cogs. But when it boils down to it, insurance is just all about risk pooling. So that's why you can make a $10,000 claim when you've only paid $500 worth of premiums. The point is, what if disaster strikes and everyone makes a claim at once? Like if one in 100 homes suffers damage, an insurer might be able to cover that. But what if 10 out of 100 make a claim? That's where the insurer is on the hook, I suppose. So when it comes to the way insurance works, so imagine a risk emerging. And in the article, I talk about asteroids. You can read that if you want to know more about asteroid insurance, which we may need at some point, as you'll see in the article. So imagine a risk emerging. So firstly, you need someone to analyze that risk. So you've got actuaries and you've got data scientists, and they analyze the risk. How likely is that to happen? Where is it likely to happen? And all that type of thing about assessing the risk itself. And then they give their information to insurance companies. They assess that risk as well. And then they price it based on, you know, all the factors that they've said, and basically trying to make a profit out of it. Insurance aren't there for charity. They're there to cover you and make a profit. That's a pretty important point. And then there's reinsurers. So they're essentially insurance for insurers, because when we talk about risk, we talk about spreading it out, and you don't want just one insurer covering the risk. You want the entire industry covering a risk for that company that covers you. So they spread the risk, large risks out across the whole industry. Then it goes into individual underwriters. They talk about, they actually create the policy and define like the policy terms and basically all that fine print that you have to trawl through.
Inclusions and exclusions, et cetera, all the tricky stuff.
Yeah, all the fun stuff. And then finally you get the distribution. So for businesses, it's mainly insurance brokers. Unless you're a high net worth individual, they don't particularly help you as a consumer, or comparison sites. So you can go online and have a look at Budget Direct or Compare the Market or all the different comparison sites out there that can help you choose. And then finally, it ends up with you, the consumer. You buy the policy, and now, that's essentially the supply chain. It ends up with you.
Yeah, and that's when you should do your due diligence, isn't it? That's when you see whether actually what you're being presented with will work for you, the risks for you.
Exactly right. Like I said before, insurers are not a charity organization. They're there to profit off you. And that's an important concept to remember. So always remember to read the fine print, because they're not out there for you. You need to get the best deal for you.
Okay, so now the big reveal. Why are premiums rising?
Well, a lot of reasons. So health insurers, particularly right now, which premiums have just are about to rise in the next week, actually. So they say it's about inflation, but that is definitely just part of the reason. Inflation over the last 4 years have risen by 20%. Premiums have increased by 40%. There's many reasons. The Insurance Council of Australia, they say everything from natural disaster costs, climate change, all the risks associated with that. Home values increasing, making repairs pricier. The different types of buildings that we do that come into the home values. So things like solar panels are more expensive to rebuild than previous times. Like we never had that, insurers never had that issue before. But in the last 10 or so years, it's becoming more prevalent and costlier to repair. And then also just the general cost of running an insurance business. Also, besides the risk, some insurers also set prices based on what customers are willing to pay and not the risk. So, which is actually illegal in some parts of the US, but legal here. They also participate in something called price walking, where insurers charge renewing customers more than new ones with the same risk profile. So it's not just about inflation. It's not just about the risk. It's about what you're willing to pay.
Wow. Okay. Thanks for that.
Now, in the April issue, we also published the Life Insurance 2025 Awards. So, Vanessa, can you please take us through some of the main categories and standout winners?
Okay, you want to turn the tables. So, our Insurance Life Awards issues, that's in the April print magazine, that's on sale March 27th. And we've gone through all the data and we've picked the outstanding winners in terms of best value for you, our readers. So Ryan and I have been talking about insurance, health insurance, home and contents insurance, life insurance, all of that. These are life insurance awards. And it's important to know that what life insurance is for. Now, essentially, it's so if something unfortunate happens to you, an accident or death, insurance is so you and your family can pay off your debts. It's an important thing to know and something you should be thinking about when you start a family. Now, for our awards, we split the winners into three categories. There is life insurance that you can buy through your super fund. I think the majority of Australians do that. There is insurance that you buy off the shelf directly. And there's insurance that you can access through your financial advisor that's only available through them. Now, for the insurance and super awards, we were after the most affordable policies. And the winners were Equip Super. Now, they're a super fund, but their insurer is MetLife. But you've got to go through Equip Super to get that policy. They got the award for the best value insurance in super, one of our headline categories. Some other notable ones are the best value income protection in super for men. and the best income protection in super for women, and those went to ANZ Smart Choice Super. Now, we ran about 22 life insurance awards, so pick up the April issue, have a flick through. We've got income protection, we've got life insurance, we've got death insurance, trauma insurance. Sounds very unsexy, but it's hugely important. If you've got a family or you're in the prime of life, have some debt, and you want that debt paid off in case something happens to you.
Since we're flipping the script here, it was great to have you on the show, Vanessa.
Thanks, Ryan. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy-to-understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.